The topics today: political signs, election night, and the hall pass.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Buckle up.
We're putting some politics in here.
All right. These are mostly, and I think almost exclusively apolitical, but I'm curious how you will respond. The questions are sent in. If you want to add to the mix, dearjohnjanson@gmail.com. The first one is political signs.
Okay.
Dear John, I loathe this time of year. Every 4 years, I'm not an overly political person, and election season really fires people up. No kidding. I live in an HOA, and candidate signs are banned in the neighborhood. However, people found a loophole. They're displaying massive flags on their porches, and it's not one or two homes. It's like four of every five houses. It's not necessarily one candidate. Both parties are represented. One night, I lost it. John, I know I was wrong. I went out and stole all of them on my block. I received an email saying that they have proof from a Ring doorbell camera and there's a meeting this week. Do I fess up? What do I say? John, I know I was wrong. Please help.
Yeah, just fess up. I mean, first of all, don't be dumb. Like, it's... I understand the annoyance of political signs. I don't understand the vitriol that it all creates. I mean, maybe I do now because of the climate that we are currently in politically, but for you to be motivated that much to steal all of the flags, like, find something better to do with your life, loser.
And you were caught on camera. Yes, confess. Just say, yeah, I did it. Yeah. And say exactly why. I was just sick and tired of seeing these. I'm sorry. Here you go. Put them all, give them all back. You know, it's interesting because I do live in an HOA and we do have, not necessarily political signs are banned, but any yard sign is banned.
So like,
Emily turns six and she can't have a happy birthday in the front yard.
Technically, no. Do people still do it?
Sure.
Yes, of course. Like if your son
They're
plays on the football team,
they stick it.
I love my library. They stick the signs. Like, yes, people do it, but political signs are not allowed, and you can hang any, you can fly any flag you want, though.
Sure.
So I understand this, but you don't go on somebody's property and take down something you don't like.
Never.
You don't do that.
Generally, you probably have a Ring doorbell or a camera doorbell yourself. Why would you think nobody else does?
Look, I could get how it's obnoxious and like some people make it their entire personality, but it's still their property.
Yes.
If you have an issue, you probably have to go through the HOA and say, hey, if we don't actually want political signs, should we also vote to make that flags as well? That's the only way he has a way out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Address that one November 6th.
Yep.
Right.
All right. The next one, election night. Dear John, I'm throwing an election night watch party for Tuesday night. We're doing themed drinks and snacks. It's a group of about 10 people, all of whom are rooting for the same candidate. The issue is my best friend is on the other side of the aisle, and we go at it from time to time with politics. It's part of our dynamic, and we've stayed good friends. I wouldn't end our friendship over it, but I didn't invite him. Frankly, I don't even want him there. The night will be anxious enough as it is. Well, he found out and is very upset with me. Was I right to leave him out?
This is a tough one. Because you don't want it to be a confrontational party. Somebody's going to be upset. And I don't know. I mean, if you're invested enough to have a watch party.
Who does that?
There's plenty of people.
They
that
do?
Oh, yeah.
Watch
yeah.
party with your buddies? Themed drinks?
Like-minded
snacks?
People.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. This seems more of a
yeah.
It's more extreme, especially when the College Football Playoff Committee is going to be announcing their playoffs that night. I don't think you're wrong, and I don't necessarily think he's wrong in regards to like hey, you're my best friend, and you think that I would come up and be confrontational. Now, if you do think there's a confrontation ensuing, then hey, this is a party that you wouldn't like anyway.
I mean, I think that you still extend the invite. Most likely he'd be like, well, who's going? Tell him who's going. He's like, I think I'll pass on that.
Well, yeah, and be very clear. All right, there's 11 people now coming with you if you want to come. The other 10 are on the other side of the aisle from you. Do you want to be a part of that? And make that offer.
I think you make the offer.
I don't know. You got to protect your peace, right? If you know this person kind of gets off on the political, you know, back and forth and you don't want that, it's your house, your party, you go, we'll fight about it the next day. It's your house.
It is true. It's your party. Yeah. You can invite who you want.
Would you guys invite Stoney to an election watch party? Seriously, what kind of watch party were you more likely to have on Tuesday?
It depends more on the food being served.
Okay, so which type? An election watch party on Tuesday? An NFL trade deadline party? Or a college football release party? Which party would you have if you had to have one? Death not an option.
Okay, I've got to have a party. I'm probably going with NFL trade deadline.
But there's no promise that Brad's going to give you anything to celebrate about. It's going to end up being a pretty sad party.
Well, there'll be no local teams in the college football one. So
yeah, but if you're on the wrong side of the aisle and you've got 10 people there for one, it's going to be a sad party.
Yeah. The safest one's probably the college football playoff.
Probably, because it's...
What outrage could you possibly have?
It's not final.
Exactly. The last one is Hall Pass. Dear John, my wife and I have been married for 10 years. We have two children, both under 10. 5 years ago, I found out that my wife had an affair.
Oh, no.
I was crushed. I was numb. I loved my wife a lot. Her affair partner told me about it when my wife called it off. It lasted a full month, and she felt really guilty. I confronted her. She was remorseful, didn't deny it, said she'd do anything, follow any reconciliation steps I asked, begged not to break up our family. I asked her why she cheated. She gave no excuses and said it was for the thrill. My first reaction was to divorce, but after sitting on it for a week, I decided to stick it out for our family and because I still loved my wife. She was thankful and even told me I had a hall pass I could use whenever I wanted. Over the next year or so, my wife had followed all of the steps necessary, including therapy, getting sober, changing jobs, a bunch of things. I have forgiven my wife, but I can never forget it. Fast forward to today, family's doing great, but I have struck up a friendship with a woman who I met at a bookstore. We have common interests. We really click. John, is it okay to use that hall pass and cash it in?
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not. No. One, two wrongs don't make a right. Like, I mean, let's go back to the rules that we learned as kids. Two wrongs don't make a right. No. All right. She would have said anything at that point if she was truly remorseful. Now, yeah, you can forgive, but it's impossible to forget something like that. And I can't even imagine the thoughts that you still have about someone else being with your wife. But it's not going to make it any better. And you're not going to feel any better.
I agree with everything you just said, that two wrongs don't make a right was basically what I had written down. No, that's not how you solve a problem.
No.
No. You can't do it.
No. How about adding a little bit more spice now so it's not the same trap that your wife fell into? She liked the thrill of it. All right.
What are you proposing right now?
add a little thrill into your own relationship. All right. You know, be a little spontaneous.
Get a storage unit. I don't know.
Oh, boy. I still can't believe so that one. I've asked a lot of people. I'm like, would you ever? And everybody's like, no.
Pip it. Pick up a stranger at a bar role play. Try that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you could spice it up. Yeah.
Maybe that's next week. Ways to spice it up. It's Dear John. It's 97.1.